Good day, November 3rd. The usual breakfast that's included at the hotel is a sandwich with some egg and a little bit of coffee. All good. So today was going to be an important day because I am going to try to get a visa for Sierra Leone. And until I have that, I cannot go there. So, of course, I didn't know what it took to get there, but let's find out. So I drove to the Sierra Leone embassy, which, of course, wasn't at the address that I had, which was just across town, the short way. But that was no longer its location. So in trying to find its current location, somebody came out and helped out. And drove along with me to get to the right location. That probably took another 25 minutes to get there. And then I would have to either bring him back or find another solution. And that solution, I gave him some money for a taxi back. He turns out to be a policeman in training. So it was a trustworthy situation. And I surely made it to the Sierra Leone embassy. The usual thing, go through the guard and go to the first floor to sit and wait. But I wasn't the only one this time. With me were two Swiss cousins, Michael and Freddy, and they were in there for the same reason I was. Well, it turned out we were turned down for the same reason. It turned out that all of us had come in through the border with Senegal with a piece of paper that had a visa on it, as opposed to having a visa in a passport that is normally the case, like a sticker stuck in there. And even though this was the Sierra Leone embassy, and we were already in Guinea, had entered, they would not accept an application for the Sierra Leone visa until we had that visa in our passport. Well, the next question is, where the heck do you pick up a visa for a passport while you're already in the country? Well, it turned out that was going to be the airport where they do visas on arrival. Which never made any sense to all of us because we all entered through a land border. So as it turned out, we could all do this together, and more so, we could do it together and drive all together in my car. And it was for situations like this that I had opted before starting in the Netherlands to put in a second seat in the back, that you can enter from the front. The front seat allows for two people, it has two seat belts, but I consider it for one and a half person, or an adult and a child, because it's very narrow. So Michael and Freddy fit in there perfectly, and they were very happy about the accommodation. So that meant straight across town, because that's where the airport is. Very busy streets, so it doesn't go very fast. So we finally make it to the airport, and with some messing around, those guys spoke a lot better French than my French ever would go. So we made it to the visa on arrival thing pretty fast, and it turned out we were the first in line. So Freddy got his visa, and guess what? Then the equipment broke down, and they couldn't fix it anytime soon. So we then ended up going for a bite to eat, and they would call us when it was working again. Well, about 2 hours later, that is what happened. They called us, so we went in, and then the other two of us got our visas. They were printed out, with even our picture on the visa itself, stuck in the passport, and then also fingerprints of all 10 fingers. whatever it takes, I guess. So then we needed to go back to the embassy. Well, we made it there 5 minutes before 4 o'clock, when they promised they would close. They took in the paperwork and said, okay, well, now all you need to do is pay $80. Well, that seems easy. No, not so much. You cannot pay it here. You have to go to a bank, and a specific bank, and deposit it in our account. Okay, so off we went again, finding that bank. Well, the closest was probably 7 or 8 kilometers away, and we made that one 5 minutes past its closure time. Okay, so we're looking at the next day, which then Freddie and Chris, by then had convinced themselves they needed to stay in the same place as I was, just so that it was all convenient for going places. They had been staying at the end of town, which was about another 10 kilometers away, and that they can take a long time in this town. So then we did that, and we had a great night that night, and had dinner together. It all worked out. And by the way, the evening before, I had dinner with Christoph Roller, the bicyclist, e-bike man, and that was also a really, really good conversation. And his thinking that making peace by letting people know that they actually ought to talk to one another, and that will trickle down to peace, because if everybody keeps doing that, then peace happens. And he's obviously onto something. It's just not everybody seems to hear it all the time. Well, thanks for coming along. I guess still no visa, but we're surely working on it.